Moses' last blessing. For the last time Moses stood in the assembly of his people. Again the Spirit of God rested upon him, and in sublime and touching language he pronounced a blessing upon each of the tribes, closing with a benediction upon them all. The eternal God is thy dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And Israel dwelleth in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of corn and wine. Yea, his heavens drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, a people saved by Jehovah, the shield of thy help. Moses turned from the congregation, and in silence and alone made his way up the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah. Upon that lonely height he stood and gazed with undimmed eye upon the scene spread out before him. Far away to the west lay the blue waters of the great sea. In the north Mount Hermon stood out against the sky. To the east was the tableland of Moab. And beyond lay Bashan, the scene of Israel's triumph. To the south stretched the desert of their long wanderings. In solitude Moses reviewed his life of hardship since he turned from courtly honors and from a prospective kingdom in Egypt, to cast his lot with God's chosen people. He called to mind those long years in the desert with the flocks of Jethro, the appearance of the angel in the burning bush, and his call to deliver Israel. Again he beheld the mighty miracles of God's power displayed in behalf of the chosen people, and his long-suffering mercy during the years of their wandering and rebellion. Only two of all the adults in the vast army that left Egypt had been found so faithful that they could enter the promised land. His life of trial and sacrifice seemed to have been almost in vain. Yet he knew that his mission and work were of God's appointing. When first called to lead Israel from bondage, he shrank from the responsibility, but he had not cast aside the burden. Even when the Lord had proposed to release him and destroy rebellious Israel, Moses could not consent. He had enjoyed special tokens of God's favor. He had obtained a rich experience during the sojourn in the wilderness and the communion of his love. He felt he had made a wise decision in choosing to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. As he looked back upon his experience, one wrong act marred the record. If that transgression could be blotted out, he felt that he would not shrink from death. He was assured that repentance and faith in the promised sacrifice were all that God required, and again Moses confessed his sin and implored pardon in the name of Jesus. Now a panoramic view of the land of promise was presented to him, not faint and uncertain in the dim distance, but standing clear, distinct, and beautiful to his delighted vision. In this scene it was presented not as it then appeared, but as it would become, with God's blessing. There were mountains clothed with cedars, hills gray with olives and fragrant with the odor of the vine, wide green plains bright with flowers and rich in fruitfulness, palm trees, waving fields of wheat and barley, sunny valleys musical with the ripple of brooks and the song of birds, goodly cities and fair gardens, lakes rich in the abundance of the seas, grazing flocks upon the hillsides, and even amid the rocks the wild bees hoarded treasures. It was indeed such a land as Moses, inspired by the Spirit of God, had described to Israel.